Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Michael Beatty, the CEO, good morning. What have you done to get this day?
I'm not really sure what we've done to get the day, Sean, but I've already ordered the sign for next year. We're going to put it there just near the main gate, Grafton, the town that winter forgot.
Well, this is beautiful today. The track, you've rode a soft five?
Yeah, we've gone up a soft five. Look, we think it'll race like a soft five early, and we got it right yesterday. We said that we thought it'd race like a soft five for most of the day, and we got an upgrade prior to the Ramorny handicap. I didn't hear the comments of the great Toby Edmonds online, but he said something about he just hoped that my nose wasn't going to grow. Well, I know that the nose that he wanted to grow ended up being Haversay's, and it did grow just enough to get it over the line in the big one.
What a finish that was. You couldn't have ordered a better one than that.
No, you couldn't, Sean. And it's a strange feeling as the CEO of a club like this, because you really want to attract as many visiting trainers as you possibly can to these carnivals. Plus, you also want your locals to be particularly competitive, because racing is never as healthy as when the locals are winning races. But to see two of the club's greatest supporters over recent years in Toby Edmonds and Brett Kavanagh fighting out the finish of one of our feature races, look, I'm not going to say it brought a tear to my eye, because no one would believe me, but it certainly made it. It was emotional for me because, as I said, we get great support from those two stables. Every carnival, Cab's here with a truckload of horses, and Toby's here on a regular basis, gets to a lot of our meetings, you know, through the year as well as the carnival. And it is good to see those that support you rewarded.
Nice to see Toby with Haversay get the back-to-backs.
Yeah, great. It's not an easy thing to do in back-to-back Ramornies, and certainly not an easy thing to do. Like, Haversay isn't at Toby's year in and year out. It's no secret that Haversay comes to Toby's purely to be prepared for races outside of Queensland due to the current embargo on the horse's previous trainer. But, you know, that's racing. Toby obviously does a sensational job with the horse when he gets in. There's something about being down at the Gold Coast that Haversay clearly likes. And he races well here at Grafton. Three runs, three wins. Just great. They're really good for the carnival. Those sort of things, they make a bit of history. I think we were terribly unlucky. I have no doubt that First Crush would have been back here if he'd come up to Chris Munster's likings. I spoke to Chris after the Ipswich Cup, and he said, look, I just think he's a bit flat. This isn't his preparation. I'm not going to bring him back. Look, because he's been a competitor in the last two Cups, it would have been great to see him here challenging again to try and make it back-to-back Cups as well. But he's not. We move on, so be it. We've got a great race.
You've got a ripper Cup field today into the one out, Loving Home, but you'd have to be delighted with this.
Look, I am delighted with it, Sean. You sit down, and with a lot of work with the racing department of Racing New South Wales, we sort of work out the lead-ups to the Grafton Cup through the New South Wales racing. You know what the lead-ups are now through Brisbane. It's simple. It's the Brisbane Cup. And then it's the Ipswich Cup. It used to be the Tats Cup, but out to 3,000 metres, it's out the window now. And the Caloundra Cup is the final lead-up north of the border. Now, this year, you couldn't have shopped much better. We got the winner of the Caloundra Cup, the third horse in the Caloundra Cup, the fourth horse in the Caloundra Cup. Now, from a south of the border line, the last lead-up race is the Kensai in Sydney. We've got the winner of the Kensai, and the last lead up race to the Bush, and we run a three pronged lead up here now in the Northern Rivers with the help of Racing New South Wales. And I've got to give them a pat on the back, because I don't mind ringing up and having a whinge when I think they do the wrong thing. So you've got to publicly be prepared to pat them on the back when they do the right thing. But we this year we had a lead up race at Coffs Harbour, sort of 6 weeks out from our cup, followed by a lead up race at Lismore. So we went 2,000, 2,100 metres, 2,200 metres into our prelude, into the Cup of 2,350 for open grade horses. Absolutely perfect if you're a bush trainer looking to get one ready for the Grafton Cup. And as a consequence of that, we've been able to get Happy Go Plucky, who went round in our and won our last the Cup prelude here 2 weeks ago, and he's in the Cup. So, you know, it is what you want. And we got the horses that we wanted to attract here.
What sort of crowd are you hoping for today?
Look, speaking of crowds, Ramorny Day was up around about 6% year on year. And that is for us, a phenomenal
That's
result.
Huge.
Well, it what makes it so good, Sean, is that Ramorny has been slowly just dropping off a little. It 16 was down on 15, 17 down on 16, and 18 down on 17. To arrest that and get growth yesterday is a really positive move.
Mm.
And it's a positive move because we've been able to work out over the last few years that Ramorny Day tends to be the day for the visitors. That a lot of the locals now come South Grafton Cup Day, Grafton Cup Day, and work through their Ramorny Day so that they can be here all day on Cup Day. And we're very, very aware of that phenomenon, and it's happened probably only over the last 3 or 4 years. There are plenty of locals that take advantage of the half-day holiday and come, don't get me wrong, but there are plenty that sort of play around with it and come on this day through working with their employers. So we would be suggesting to you today that I would think, given our weather patterns, I reckon we'll be getting somewhere around about the 6,500. That's a good crowd on Grafton Cup Day now. I know back in the Leviathan years, people will tell you there was 12 and 14,000 people on this race course. If there was ever 12 or 14,000 people on this race course, I will run naked around Ayers Rock. It just physically is not big enough to get that many people in. And our current footprint is much bigger than when those crowds were announced. Look, we might have been in those years getting 7 or 8,000. We're not far behind that
now. They might
have
been counting feet.
Look, the reality is it's difficult to count crowds,
yeah.
And I'm not paranoid about very many things, but I am paranoid about getting crowds right. And on every day of the year here, it doesn't matter how small the meeting is, we count the exact number of people that come through the gate. We've never added one to the figure in the time that I've been here. I tell people that telling lies about crowds is a little bit like kissing your sister. You're just kidding yourself.
Well, you get caught out.
And look, the great thing about having an accurate crowd figure is it helps you plan properly for next year, whether it be a small meeting or a large meeting. You know how many people came through the gate, and by knowing how many people came through the gate, you know how many pies you sold, you know how many race books you sold, you know how many cans of Coke you sold. And if you think you're going to get the same crowd next year, it makes your ordering easier. It's not a very... You don't have to be a mathematical genius to know that one drives the other. And it just makes the management of the club so much easier.
Now, this cup is open. When you look at the market, what do you like?
I don't know that I've really got a like. I suppose I've got a little sneaking thing in the back of my head for the Tony Pike Train Sacred Day.
Yeah.
Dwayne Smith and I went to the Ready to Run sales in New Zealand in November. And I sat down and had a good yarn to Tony Pike about, again, trying to support our carnival. And the conversation sort of went along the lines, look, you're at the end of Brisbane, it's a bit of a tough ask. Our horses have been through, you know, a fairly arduous campaign. And I said, I think you're bringing the wrong sort of horse. I said, I don't mean for you to bring that sort of horse. I said, why don't you think about a young one that you can give an easy kill or two to Brisbane through the carnival, try and beat the handicapper, which is always a bit of a trick, yep. Get in near the limit weight, and try and win a bit of black type with one on the up. And honestly, it was like a light went off in Tony's head. His eyes lit up and he said, I've got the exact horse. Now, he didn't tell me the horse's name. I'm not, hand on heart, I can't tell you it was this horse. Looking at the horse's form profile, looking at how he placed it in Brisbane, having a recollection of the light going off in his eyes, I am thinking it's Sacred Day. It's exactly the plan that we talked about.
Yep.
He's a very, very good trainer. And I suppose I've got a little soft spot because I'm hoping it runs really well, because I think if it did, I might have had just a slight hand in the planning.
Well, it came over. You had ran fifth at Demon, then third at Demon, and one at Demon. So it's just one of those, as you said, on the up.
Yeah. So just maybe.
Yep. Beautiful. Well, today, absolutely perfect conditions. You couldn't ask for any better. You got a great day ahead.
Oh, gee, I'm looking forward to it. I love the Grafton Cup, but I've got to say, there's probably as much emotion flows through my veins when they jump in the Kirby, that final race on Grafton Cup Day. Traditionally, a great race, sometimes won by the thing that goes a million miles an hour in front and sometimes won by the horse that's three behind the second last horse swinging the corner. But it's just a great finale to... I think what's going to be a fantastic day's racing.
Just finally, how will this track race today? Will they make ground, get home?
Yeah, this track will race. In my opinion, this track will race very well yesterday. I think it'll race better today. I think it'll be even more even. And look, given the weather patterns, I was very confident we'd get to a five yesterday. I don't quite have the confidence that we'll get to a four today, but I know the track's going to race absolutely fantastically. The boys have done a great job.
Terrific. Good on you, Michael. Enjoy the day.
I will. I hope you've enjoyed your slight time wonderful. Up here in Grafton through the week. I hope that the hospitality has been what it should have been.
It always is. Good on you. Michael Beattie, the CEO.